This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
You paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day.
By the way,
what do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You sick. The Don and Mike Show.
What the bleep happened here?
Why do you favor rape?
Why men's rooms?
Why? Why?
Habla funny? Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
Why? Why?
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chants. We have a chants national anthem.
Okay.
You ready? Stand
dance,
up, chants. Okay?
Come on, darling. Don't be scared.
Yeah. Okay. I wrote this song myself.
This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chanty man. The little chanty man. How we love the chanty man. The chanty man.
Child was terrified.
What the bleep happened here?
Yeah. Exactly.
Ready to spring into action, brother?
I'm ready. Man, we got really angry at that call about our bald spot, didn't we?
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show.
Sure, boy.
The Larry King Show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America. It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now, the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hi.
Hi, this is Larry King.
This is Larry King.
I'd like to say thank you to Late Night with Mr. Ferguson, who referred to me as older than time itself.
Was a little Meredith. Just was handed a note to say hello to Meredith, hit by a car. Apparently she's hit by a car driven by Bruce Almighty. Whoa!
Ooh, boy, that's a hot show.
Buzz!
Yes.
Why do you favor being an atheist?
Well, I can...
Why do you...
It's quite a long answer.
Was there a particular time, Buzz, when God left your life?
Well, I guess when I gave it some serious thought.
We're talking with Buzz Burbank, a man who has 267 cats.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt that the men and women around the United States are living healthy and productive lives, even though they have no solid faith in God.
How long have you been drinking blood? Go!
I don't drink blood, Larry.
Do you hang around with Satanists?
No, actually, I don't.
Why?
Well, because that's not part of what I do.
When did you have your moment of clarity? They always talk about that in faith, the moment of clarity. I had a moment of clarity when I had my heart attack.
It was, I think, a gradual decision, but I'd give it about a year. I'd say about a year ago.
David Hasselhoff joins us at the top of the hour. Stand by Anderson Cooper.
You have to plug him, brother.
Anderson Cooper coming up there, brother.
Queen.
Wow.
Whoa. I'm kidding, of course.
I'm horny.
Me too.
You ever got up in the morning and you're horny?
All the time.
I can't do nothing about it, brother.
You know, it's good that you got that still at our advanced age. It's good that we have that ability to still be horny in the hours of the morning.
I eat Viagra, like the M&Ms. I do.
What I like to do is get up in the morning. I always go down to my kitchen. Always take a bagel out. Always put it in the toaster oven. I don't have a toaster. I have a toaster oven that I can
show
cook
off
my tuna melts and my bagels. I'll take a bagel. I'll toast it in my toast oven. Mm-hmm. Spread it with a little peanut butter because peanut butter tastes best on a bagel. And even after that, I'll drink my prune juice with my bagel and peanut butter. And I look down and I still have the morning activity.
Right.
It's still wood time. And it always confuses me.
I remember Anna Nicole Smith. She's classy, right?
Real classy. Good lady. Gone too young, snatched before her time. I was calling that night that we lost her. I called Cindy Garvey, and I said to Cindy Garvey, I don't know why they take them so young. Don't know why she has to go so quickly.
I guess Jessica Seinfeld. She's going to be talking about puring vegetables into her children's food, along with the fact that she and Jerry Seinfeld eat diamonds.
You know, they're a wonderful couple. They've always been very successful. And what she's doing is taking vegetables and putting it in kids' food where they can't taste it. I think it's a brilliant idea.
I don't think I'm going to watch the Rockies. And who are they playing?
Arizona Diamondbacks, brother.
Right!
You're not going to watch Arizona and Colorado?
It's on too late.
That's not the, you know those names. You ever remember those names? When I think of baseball, I think the Brooklyn Dodgers.
I miss Merv.
The New York Giants. The New York Yankees.
Merv was a queer.
The New York Mets.
I kept the secret. It was okay that Merv was queer.
I always liked Merv. Always thought he was good. Always thought he liked men.
Merv the perv.
Behind his back, that's what they would say. But he was a good guy, and he will be missed also.
I saw some hip-hop today. Saw a guy on ESPN. I like him. I like him.
I would really kill for some cheese whiz on a Triscuit right now.
I think his name was Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
He's nice.
Do they call him Kanye West because he wears the vests?
He's got a glass eye.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Does that make it hard for him to read the prompters?
I was talking to Peter Falk, and I said, whenever you say one more thing, that's always when you're going to catch the bad guy, right?
Peter Falk, good guy.
Good guy.
Columbo. Slowed down after his colostomy. Yeah. But he's still doing good work. If he's in a movie, I watched Robin and the Seven Hoods. I watched Robin and the Seven Hoods the other day, and it slayed me. Absolutely hysterical.
Wild Hogs. 4 stars. Larry King. CNN.
If you see a movie this summer, go see Wild Hogs. I have never seen Tim Allen funnier. He's fantastic. And what's all this nonsense about John Travolta not having his own hair? I wish they wouldn't dwell on that.
I wish Michelle Wee was 10 years older. I'd marry her.
Why don't they make herring sandwiches?
Her name would be, my name would be Larry Wee. And then we played the video game, it'd be Larry Wee Wee, which is what my current wife calls me now.
Please, oh please, bring Beatrice Arthur back to television. Right now you're listening to Larry's Random Thoughts.
I'm horny.
I'd like to go to the grotto at the Playboy Mansion.
Hi, folks. It's Larry King. I'm here with my brother, Larry.
Hi, this is Larry King. I got thrown out of the grotto. Got thrown out of the grotto one time. Went to see Hef. They said that I was skimming the grotto.
Cheap and nasty phone sex.
Is it time, brother, for us to call the nasty girls?
It's time.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
I sure hope Notre Dame runs the table.
Folks, this is Larry King. And I remind everyone to enjoy purple grape juice. It's delicious. How about a sitcom with me, Chance, and Cannon? We'll call it We Three Kings. Whoa.
I don't like Drew Carey on The Price is Right.
Doesn't have the class.
I don't like it.
Doesn't have the same class that Barker had.
Barker used the N-word, right?
All the time.
All the time is what
never
I
never let it show. Always thought he had problems that way. Never let it show on the
I
show.
I never used that word when I was with Jackie Robinson.
Not a chance.
Playing stickball with Sandy. Who'd I play with?
Sandy Koufax.
I played stickball with Sandy Koufax.
And freaking Finelli, Regis' friend.
JFK. Fidel Castro.
Charles de Gaulle. Benito Mussolini.
I kicked all their asses.
You were great at stickball. You could have been a player. Except they said your shoulders were too close together. In the back. It's not right.
Hi, folks. It's Larry King.
And this is Larry King. We're getting ready to call the phone lines, the sex lines, the ones that keep us going when we're at our CNN studios.
Cosell. There will never be another Howard Cosell.
Great guy. Didn't like the way he fought it. Oh. All the time. Whoa.
Lampoon Vacation. First one, Christmas one. Which is better? Why? Go.
I'm going to go with the Lampoon in the original. I like that. Chevy Chase, if he's in a movie, I'm watching it.
Eating the sandwich, the beautiful and lovely. I'm zoning on her name.
Christy Brinkley.
No.
Beverly D'Angelo.
The lady that ate the sandwich.
Imogene Coco.
That's her.
Now.
I'd like to put some cream in that Coco.
Man, let me tell you something right now.
What, brother?
She might have had an ugly face, but boy, did she have the gams there, boy. She had the legs that wouldn't quit. You could almost ignore the blue veins.
She was a butterface girl.
Yes, butterface.
Everything butterface.
Of course, that's what they say about us, brother.
Everything butterface.
That's right.
All right. I'm horny.
I could eat anything with garlic on it. And you know, garlic is good for your heart.
They remade the Heartbreak Kid. I say it's 4 stars with Ben Stiller.
Clint Eastwood is looking as young as I've ever seen him.
Gordon Ramsay takes his shirt off during Kitchen Nightmares. What are mitts? Men's boobs, they're called mitts. I don't understand.
Doesn't have anything to do with the winter or Christmas time. I'll tell you one thing, brother. I sure do miss Lemon and Mathau. Was there a better comedy troupe ever? I don't think so.
We're talking with Buzz Burbank. Buzz, how long have you been the president of NAMBLA?
Go. No, I'm not even a member, much less the president.
Will you be attending the Don Rickles documentary?
Only if I'm invited, but I would go.
Only if you're invited. If you wait, let me tell you something.
Yes, please.
If you wait to be invited, you're never going to go.
Well, as soon as I find out where
you understand?
It is.
I crashed a lot of parties when I was in Miami right before I got in prison.
Anderson Cooper 360 coming up. We're talking to young man Skinhead with the number one song in America called White Power. We're talking to young man that we're all Spiewak tonight.
Hi, folks. This is Leigh King. I hope you're enjoying the show. Hope you're having a good time. We're talking with Buzz Burbank about his atheism and his Satanism and asking the question we ask more than anyone on our show, and everybody knows this. We're asking, why?
Why?
The Bionic Woman, let me see.
Fantastic.
Looking that forward. Show is out of this world.
Can you ever get enough of Lee Majors?
She is part woman, part machine.
What part's the machine?
Yeah, brother.
You got me all hot and bothered
hey
now,
there,
boy.
Sure there, boy.
Yeah, there, boy.
Sure there, boy.
I met Buzz when I ran the Florida racetrack.
I remember that.
That's when we were bouncing checks down in South Florida.
Right and left.
We worked at WIOD in Miami. Maybe you've seen our mugshot.
For 16 weeks in a row, my brother and I ate exclusively Joe's Stone Crab.
Good eating.
Delicious stuff, right off the boat.
I had my heart attack the day before I was on his show.
I had smoked my 8th carton of more cigarettes, and I was feeling a little loopy.
Why do you shave all your body here, Buzz?
I don't, actually, Larry.
Buzz, like me, it's well known you prefer to wear men's shoes that are a half boot, covering the ankle.
I find
why?
They protect my ankle bones, Larry, much as I'm sure they do yours.
What? Ankle bone.
But you have another question?
Bone smuggling.
In Miami one time, I saw
What?
What'd you see, brother?
What'd you see in Miami?
In Miami one time, I saw Bobby Darin's scrotum. Whoa.
Mac tonight. He said, that's a scrot. I said, brother, I've seen all the Rat Pack scrotes.
I was standing there. We were in the locker room at the racetrack, and I said, talk about when the shark bites.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. They're hot, right?
Hotter than the latest stars. Hotter than Tom Cruise.
Condolences to Bobby Brown.
Yes.
And it's
Bobby Brown had a hard time. Nothing to do with cocaine. Nothing to do with cocaine at all.
Make sure we get him an invitation to the Larry King Cardiac Foundation, the gala dinner where they honor me.
I hated Joey Bishop's balls.
This year at the Larry King Cardiac Foundation dinner, they'll honor me and Dom Herrera will perform.
Am I the only one that thinks King of Queens is brilliant.
Not on anymore, right? Not anymore now, Don.
Hey, my brother.
Not on anymore.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
It's on two times a day.
Oh, syndicated.
On Channel 20.
That works that way, right?
Right.
That's how you get more money.
Leah Remini. She's fat, right?
Tonight, Robert Redford talks about aging on Lay King Live. Whoa.
Did you hear that anchor, dear boy, from California, talking to that drunk lady, dear boy?
You know, I thought Barry Bonds was bigger when he had no steroids in his body. I thought it's just natural.
I like all of the Rob Schneider films. If it's got Gigolo in it, I'm there.
What's the one where he plays the dog, brother?
Animal. That's with the girl there from Survivor there, boy. Colleen from Survivor.
Good
there.
Stuff. I enjoy sure. that a lot. I do. I have fun
if
with that.
If Jeff Probst is hosting, I'm watching. What are you doing, brother?
I'm reading my notes for tonight's show. Rob Spiewak writes,
thank you.
When I called Washington, D.C. my home, I went to third base with Art Buchwald. Ben Bradley was my bitch. We'd go to Duke Siebert's and eat matzo ball soup.
I once had Lenny Shapiro play Hide the Finger with me at the Washington Post building.
You haven't lived until you've tried out mattresses with Joey Heatherton.
I said, Howard Kurtz, come here and kiss me the way a man kisses a man.
One night after his show, when he was tired, I gave Paul Anka a bath.
Why are we afraid to talk about Danny Bonaducci?
You're afraid.
Why are we afraid? Why are we afraid of Johnny Fairplay?
I can say with authority that Maury Povich had no gag reflex.
His wife's an Asian hooker.
We're talking with Buzz Burbank. Buzz has left God, left the church. Buzz, how long have you been persecuting Christians?
I don't persecute them. That's why I have difficulty explaining my
reason. What's your favorite method? Just tying them to a pole out in the middle of the Colosseum or serving them to the lions?
No, I don't believe in hurting anybody.
In China, do they go to restaurants and have Chinese food? Or the restaurants, they just say...
Yeah, but it's real.
Food. Does it just say food?
How come you can't... You know what I've always wondered, brother?
What, brother?
As far as Chinese food is concerned, how come you can't get breakfast?
True.
I've always wondered, they put eggs in their rice, and they put eggs in their drop soup.
My religion prohibits me from eating ham.
Brother, we don't practice that religion anymore. We just use it when it's convenient. You know there, like we used at East Domino's there, boy.
Sure there. Shout out, Bonai Temple. Bonai Israel. Do me a favor. Get your cars out of the way before Don and Mike leave for work tonight.
Moist bathroom towelettes are the best invention I've ever known of. Before, it was just paper. Irritating.
Yeah.
Before that, it was just hands.
We used our hands in Miami back when all we were eating was Joe's Stone Crab.
We worked at WIOD and we were bouncing checks all over town, brother.
And I said constantly, is there any way I can pick a winner? I'm one horse to place.
I'm telling you right now. You mark my words. Floyd Mayweather will win Dancing with the Stars.
Whoa, that's a bold move, brother. And I predict the Asian girl will win on Survivagina. It's natural.
Let me see if it's gone away. It's still there.
Look, and I can see it. Why are you wearing double knits?
Because we're doing our sex feature right now.
My God, this is fun.
I call sex lines.
Hi, this is Larry King. Sex
Hi.
Lines are the business.
This is Larry King.
We've got lots of sex lines coming up. Old ones, new ones, never been chewed ones. It's Larry and Larry. Call the sex lines next on Dynamite. I'm done.
Hi.
Hi.
We're so glad you called.
Whoa.
This service is...
Noted Queen Anderson Cooper coming up on the top of the hour.
If you're under 18 years old...
What was it like being spanked by Gloria Vanderbilt?
begins
I always like to call these lines. Not real personal.
Just get sex.
Right.
To eavesdrop. To hear introductions...
I don't like too many requests,
for women with hot sex fantasies, press 1.
If beautiful feet and long, shapely legs turn you on.
Yes. Beautiful feet.
Press 1.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Now, this is I Hate Modern Music.
Hi, handsome.
It's a go.
A beautiful, sexy
Hello.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that okay with you? Hello there.
Hello. She's gone like the wind.
She hung up there.
What's wrong? I wanted to have a three-way with my brother.
Why?
Record time.
Very exciting.
All right, time. We got a break, Mike. We got a break. We'll come back and we'll continue this there.
Always a good time to break to play commercials. Got to pay the light bill.
After these spots, because we never called there the girls there. You see there, boy? Sure, boy.
Sure. Having a good old time.
Why do you favor commercials?
I love Black Sox.
I think Mel Karmazin's breath is fresh.
Smells like daisies to me.
This is the Don and Mike Show.